Welcome to Sex Chat for Christian Wives,
where four marriage and sex bloggers
discuss the naked truth.
What does God really want for the sexual intimacy in our marriage?
I'm Jay Parker of Hot, Holy, and Humorous.
I'm Chris Taylor from The Forgiven Wife.
I'm Gay Christmas of Calm, Healthy, Sexy.
I'm Bonnie Burns of Oyster Bed 7.
Haven't even recorded, and I'm already predicting this will be one of my favorite episodes. Why? Because we're talking about a subject near and dear to my heart, higher desire wives. Whether your sexual interest is higher or lower than your husband, I think you'll benefit from today's conversation. So, hello, ladies. Let's begin by defining higher drive wives. Are these just wives who want an excessive amount of sex? What makes a wife higher drive or higher desire?
It's just all relative. You know, if she wants sex more than her husband does, then she's a higher desire wife. And if she were married to a different man, she might be the one with a lower desire. It's, you know, she happens to have more sexual interest than he does.
Are we using the words desire and drive interchangeably?
I think when I've thought about this, drive, interest, and desire have all been words that I've used. And I know they're slightly different. What I tend to hear from these wives is they call themselves higher drive wives. But I do think drive is not always the best word.
Drive to me is more, it says something more about your physical, like what, you know, whether you have little sexy tingles in your nether regions, but desire has to do with actually wanting to do something with all those tingles with your spouse.
Well, Gay, you brought it up. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I just wondered, they seem a little bit different to me, but not necessarily completely. But yeah, I think Chris's sort of differentiation kind of resonates with me, that drive seems a little bit more physical and desire seems a little bit more all-encompassing. But either way, we're talking about wives who seem to have a greater interest, at least at a certain point in time, in sexual intimacy than their husbands, which is not, you know, what the culture or society conditions us to expect. So my guess is that those wives feel a little bit out of the norm.
Yeah.
And as you had said earlier, didn't you, Jay, that you've been both the higher and the lower than your husband. It depends on the season of your life, too. Mm-hmm. Or the season of your marriage, not just life. But yeah.
You asked the question, are these wives who want an excessive amount of sex? And I think the answer to that generally is no. There's nothing excessive about it. Just because her interest or desire might be higher than her husband's doesn't mean there's anything wrong with her level of interest.
Yeah, I thought that was important because it's something I hear oftentimes from these higher desire wives is that they've been told or they feel that maybe they're too much, you know?
You know, I've heard the same thing from higher drive husbands, that they are concerned that their drive is too much. And, you know, I just don't think that in most cases that's the situation. I think it just has to do with how you are compared to your own spouse. And it isn't the same through, you know, Bonnie talked about seasons. Just because you're the higher drive in one season of your life, that doesn't mean it's always going to be like that. Things change.
Mm-hmm. So that standard presumption that Gay talked about is that husbands want sex more than their wives. And why do you think that message has been so prevalent? And why do we need to change it?
I think in most marriages, I mean, most being like, I don't know, like 60-70% or so, it is the man who wants sex more than his wife does. And so we just kind of look at that as a majority and just assume that everybody needs to be like that, but that's very much not the case.
I think it's about 30-30-30, or 33 and a third, 33 and a third, 33 and a third.
What do you mean?
What are those thirds?
Those thirds. It all adds up to 99.99. I think there's a third, I mean, you know, give or take, a third of the women are higher drive, a third of marriages are pretty equally matched, and then I think the other third probably has the lower drive as the wife. But I think the presumptions come from, you know, our culture, our media. We had a whole episode on pop culture and how it affects our thoughts on sex. Yeah, I think it's just been ingrained in us. That's the way it is, and it's not. It's not the way it is. What do we do? What do we need to change it? Is what we're doing right now. More people need to speak up. And I know it's hard for those ladies who are higher drive because they kind of are mistakenly thought of as unusual. But I think they need to speak up in a gentle way that, hey, you know what? Some of us really do like sex. I mean, so it just takes a boldness too.
And you know, I think it's also bad, you know, for husbands who have a lower sexual interest than their wives. I mean, the wives might feel like there's something wrong with them simply because they don't match the cultural stereotype. But the husbands who have less interest, they feel the same way. And it's not good for either spouse in the marriage. And, you know, during one of the seasons when I was the one with a higher sexual interest than my husband, that was really hard for him. I mean, by that time, I knew that it was okay, that I was fine. But he really struggled with the fact that I was interested in sex more than he was.
That's one of the things that I've seen is that men sometimes weave their whole masculinity into this piece about being interested in sex. And if their wives are more interested in sex than they are, then sometimes they can feel like, well, I'm not man enough to meet my own wife's needs and or to keep up or whatever, which it doesn't have anything to do with masculinity. But I think that's been a message that's been out there a lot is, you know, even that phrase that I bet we've all heard, at least from our generation of, well, she made a man out of me. That was the idea of when a man first had sex with a woman, that was what made him a man. And I'm like, what kind of crazy phrase is that? That's not what makes you a man. But I think that they can get so tied up in that. And then the sexuality, I don't think it's ever been quite as woven in our culture into femininity. And so I think it's harder for those higher drive wives to express that and for lower drive husbands to admit where they are.
I think since a lot of our listeners are women who grew up in the church and are active in the church, I mean, I think the church kind of reinforces that message in its messaging about sexuality. I mean, there is, you know, girls are taught, you know, you have to keep this under control. You're the one who needs to tamp things down. You know, this isn't something for you. It's for, you know, there are a lot of messages in the church that would lead to the idea that men are the only ones who want sex, and that would also cause women to tamp down their own sex drive. And of course, you take that with you into your marriage. I mean, you couldn't help but do that.
Yeah, I think that probably a lot of women who are in the church or have been in circles of Christians have heard from someone, often a well-meaning person, saying that God gave men this need for regular sexual contact. And it's just expressed as a male need. And it's not expressed in the same way as her need.
Right.
And, you know, I think about just how young people are taught in the church about sex. And, you know, what I often hear is that, you know, teenage boys are taught about managing their sexual feelings in appropriate ways. But girls are never, they're talked about how, you know, talked to about how they dress or about, you know, making sure that you're saying no. And it's like there's this pretense that women don't have any sexual interest at all. And I had a strong sexual interest as a teenager, and I thought something was really wrong with me because apparently I was a girl. I wasn't supposed to like sex. So what was wrong with me? It was very mm-hmm. distressing.
Yeah.
I just also found it really too much, the burden of saying I'm responsible not only for my sex drive, but his as well.
It's like, that's just not fair.
That is not fair. Yeah. Anyway, well, I think we've talked about that, but let me just ask you directly, what are some reasons why husbands might have less sexual interest than their wives?
I think some of the easier reasons would be that he has some health problems. Maybe he has low testosterone. If he is on certain medications, high blood pressure medicine, anything that messes with his blood flow, I think even some heart medications, because, you know, blood flow is very important for erections. I think ED is probably another reason. If he is has lack of confidence that he can achieve an erection, that might be very damaging to his, you know, self-esteem and ego if he can't perform. So it's just easier not to even engage than to not achieve an erection.
Yeah, I wanted to say add stress to the list. Many men find that stress really dampens their sexual interest. And so in some marriages, it might be that that's something that could be addressed, but in other marriages, not. But yeah, a lot of those health reasons are what come to my mind. And stress is one of those mental health concerns that, you know, as someone who doesn't handle stress well at all, I have a lot of sympathy for those guys.
Opioids are another medication that can dampen sex drive.
Did you say depression meds?
Oh, no, I forgot those. Certain
antidepressants, the SSRIs in particular, can affect sexual response.
Yeah. And I will say, like, some of these medications, if there is a sexual response problem with these, then oftentimes there's an alternative, but you just have to talk to your doctor and let them know what the side effects are that you're experiencing.
Yes. And as we've said before, don't just stop a medication. You have to go see your doctor first.
And I would say that if any husbands are listening to this who can relate to this and think about health issues they have, if you haven't talked with your wife about what's going on with your body, please do that so that she understands what's going on and that it's not just that you're not interested in her.
I know this doesn't get talked about often, but I also think that there are husbands out there who have real body image issues themselves. I know somebody I can think of right now where he is a rather heavy individual, and he feels, I think he feels like it's a problematic thing bringing all its weight onto his wife or just disrobing and stuff. And so he's kind of shut down some of that because he just doesn't feel confident in that area. And I think that there are absolutely things that can be done about that. And that doesn't mean that you have to wait until you're slim. There are ways to still have a really good sexual intimacy and work around that while still working on your health.
In different positions.
And, you know, we talked about some of the reasons that women might feel like having more sexual interest is a problem just because of what the church teaches. But I know of some husbands who feel ashamed of their own sex drive and so have worked for years to dampen it because they feel like it's wrong and it's lesser because it's something that they experience physically and it's not totally spiritual. And they have trained themselves out of expressing an interest in sex because they feel guilty about wanting to have sex. And when you do something like that and train yourself mentally over a period of years, it can be very difficult to reteach yourself. Mm-hmm. Sex is good. A sexual interest is a good thing in marriages, and it's not something we should be suppressing.
Right. And another reason, and I don't want to alarm anyone, it's just within the realm of possibilities, is that he may be viewing pornography and masturbating. It's the masturbating that kind of diminishes the sex drive the most, although I've heard that and read that pornography rewires the brain so that he has greater arousal to images than to real live woman. So I don't want to,
Well, I was thinking, I've heard from men who haven't viewed porn in a long time and still carry a little bit of that bad wiring with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even if a pornography is an issue, it might not necessarily be a current problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, the sex is a current problem, but the pornography may not be a current sin. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still something you're saying that even if he's not currently using porn, right, use may be something that needs to be addressed.
Yes.
Because it may still have some.
Well, I think if it's been, if it's been years, his brain is, in my opinion, his brain really isn't as rewired. What keeps his brain rewired is when those images replay in his mind over and over and over.
Okay.
So I think if he has really purged himself and has tried not to view and tries not to think about those images, the brain is plastic, and it can actually rewire itself. So, I mean, who knows? But pornography can be a factor. And, you know, I think video games too, even though there's no masturbation to video games, I guess not. I mean, who knows?
I don't know.
There's some voluptuous avatars out there.
Well, yes, there are.
But I think it goes along the lines with viewing pornography. I mean, I think it rewires brains somehow. I haven't seen any studies. This is Bonnie talking.
But I, you know, you can get, like, you're getting your dopamine hits from something, you know, really quick, yes, and easy in something like a video game, as opposed to, you know, a real life relationship where you've got to work, yes, on the, you know, the dopamine hit just doesn't come fast, mm-hmm, fast, fast.
Well, right. And you know, all of these things that we've been talking about are like negative impacts on a man's sex drive. But the truth is that we all have a different level of sexual interest. And sometimes there's going to be a marriage where there's absolutely nothing wrong with the husband and absolutely nothing wrong with the wife. And he might have a lower sex drive than she does. And that's just the way it is. And it doesn't reflect a problem. It just is the way it is.
Yep.
Yeah, and it might not start out that way, but it could happen over time as you get older, maybe especially if you have a bit of an age gap between you. If he's a few years older, that doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong. But for men, their testosterone levels go down as they get older. So they're not going to have that 20s and 30s, you know, constant testosterone
drive,
you know, kind of thing. So if, as your husband's getting older, if his level is of interest is getting a little bit lower, but you still have a satisfying sex life on a somewhat regular basis, then there's no problem.
I do think that that anytime either spouse has a sex drive that is kind of near zero and just there's very little interest in sex, mm-hmm, I think a medical workup with a doctor is always a smart thing to do, just, yeah, to identify any possible health issues. And it's really nice when there's just a health problem that can be addressed and that fixes, mm-hmm, things. But
I think if there's a radical change in sex drive too, if you're, you know, yeah, just you see over a month's time that something has changed drastically, you should see a doctor too.
Yep.
And I hate to bring this one up because I think this is very rare, but I am going to state it out there because it's probably true for someone. And that is, now and then, it's not happening in your marriage because he's getting it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to cause anyone to be paranoid or whatever, but I will say that there are instances where infidelity is what's going on. I have a friend that happened to that things were not going well, and it changed. Their sexual frequency had changed. He had gone down in his interest and she had gone up, and come to find out a year later when he announced that he'd been having an affair, everything made sense.
Yeah. So just to continue on the idea of rare but difficult situations, you know, sometimes women do find themselves, and this has happened to a couple friends of mine, they find after sort of years of frustration and not understanding that their husband is not sexually attracted to women. And I think that's rare, but of course that is a devastating situation. So I think for women maybe whose husband seems to have never had sexual interest in them, that could be, mm-hmm, something to consider.
Yeah, I've always thought that those, like, infidelity or lack of interest in women, it's, to me, those are issues that if the only thing you see is a lack of drive, usually there's some other flag of some kind. But it is something that, you know, we want to throw out all the reasons there and have people entertain any options that are possible.
And I saw a documentary about a young man who had a tumor in his pituitary gland. And he had no, he kind of went through puberty, but it wasn't drastic. And then he had absolutely no sex drive. And they found this pituitary tumor. And after the surgery, he said that he finally understood what everybody was talking about. He just didn't get what the big deal was. So anyways, there's all sorts of really weird random things that can cause it.
And what issues we look at might vary based on whether, you know, if a husband just has less sexual interest than his wife, but they're still sexually intimate regularly, that's not necessarily a problem. But if there's sexlessness, so mm-hmm. sex 10 or fewer times a year, then some of these other issues, you know, medical issues or these more difficult things might be factors.
You know, I think we've talked about before for women, but it can also be true for men, is sexual abuse as a child. Mm-hmm. I mean, any child who is sexually abused, male or female, is going to carry tremendous baggage into their adult sexual relationships. And we don't like to think about it or talk about it as much for boys, but, you know, a lot of men were sexually abused as boys, and that can be very devastating if they haven't had a chance to deal with it.
I think it's even more difficult for many men to talk about than for women, again, just because of the cultural expectations. And yeah, it's so there can be some really tough reasons that men might not have much sexual interest.
I've also seen, it's just going back to kind of a less heavy reason, I've also just come across that sometimes there's a husband who just has a more passive personality. So, in fact, I had a wife mention recently that she finally had this conversation with her husband. Her husband said, well, you know, sometimes I want sex, but I just don't feel like I should bother you. And it was like,
I want to say that's so sweet, but don't do that.
And she was like, bother me, you know, but that can happen too. That could be personality issues as well. So all kinds of reasons why this could be happening. Okay, we're going to take a break here and hear from our sponsor.
We are proud to have Everpillow by Infinite Moon as our sponsor for this episode. Everpillow is a fully customizable product made to your specifications. You choose the type of filling and the amount. Are you a side sleeper? There's a pillow for that. These pillows are also chemical-free and fully washable. And the latest addition to Everpillow accessories is the Eversilk pillowcase, made of a heavier weight than normal industry standards, so it's very durable. It also comes in 3 colors to complement any decor. So when's the last time you bought a new pillow? Is it time to freshen up? If so, go to infinitemoon.com and look at their selections. Use SEXCHAT10 for 10% off your cart. And now, let's return to the conversation.
Okay, we're back. Let's get to our next question. I have said that I am currently the higher desire spouse in my marriage, but I have also been lower than my husband, and y'all have too. So what do you think lower interest spouses wish their higher desire spouses understood about their sexuality?
The one thing is someone who used to be the lower desire spouse, the one thing I wish my husband had understood was that it wasn't about him. I mean, there were times it was about our relationship and about him, but my lack of interest in sex for many years was about my own health, my own stress, my own baggage. It was not about him. And my heart just breaks when I hear from higher drive husbands who really think that their wives' lack of sexual interest is about them and their masculinity. And so I would say to wives that most of the time, if your husband's not very interested in sex, as painful as it is and as personal as it is, it's probably more about him than about you.
My thought as the lower drive, what I would want a higher drive to know is that I did desire my husband. It was just less frequently than he wanted. So I did desire him, but he didn't give me a chance for that desire to build. So if, you know, we would have had a chance to go 7 days instead of 3, I would have had more of an intense desire. It's not that there's a total lack of desire. It's just the frequency. The desire is there. I did want him. I was attracted to him. It's just that physically my whatever wasn't aligning. So I would want the higher drive spouses to know that they are desired. It's just we're out of sync.
I would add that the only way to know what's going on with your spouse sexually is, I mean, start by asking. I think a lot of times we make assumptions about what's going on with the other person's sexual interest and love for us. And sometimes we don't just ask, or if we ask, we don't actually listen.
But sometimes it takes a few months, weeks, years to really figure it out. I couldn't have answered Dave if he'd asked me that question right away. It would have taken me some time to figure it out. But I absolutely ask the question, though, and give them an option. And if they don't have an answer, ask them to work on it.
I think that's so important, too, about the idea that you still desire your spouse and you find them attractive, particularly because a lot of higher desire wives often hear that general advice that if you want to get your husband interest, all you really have to do is just put on some sexy lingerie and come in and throw yourself at him, and he'll just be so happy to have that. And yet lower drive husbands sometimes aren't. Like, they're not responding that way. And then the wife doesn't feel like she's desirable or attractive when it's really not about that for him. I feel like that self-image is something that higher desire wives really struggle with. And they need to understand what you're saying is the lower desire spouse usually still finds their higher drive spouse attractive, desirable. They love them. They want to be with them. It's just their sexual interest is not at the same level.
And what helped me to try to be at that level was, you know, developing our friendship. Not that higher drive wives don't have a great friendship with their husbands, but if it's something they could work on, that might be a thought.
I think a lot of times doing things to nurture non-sexual intimacy, you know, even though it doesn't necessarily boost the other partner's sex drive, I think it's just really important to do that so that, you know, if you're the higher drive spouse, that you at least still have some indication of your spouse's care and love for you. Mm-hmm. So it's not a solution to that problem, but it might help alleviate some of the frustrations that go along with it.
When I was lower than my husband, I think the thing that I would have wanted him to understand is that if he wanted me to be sexual more often, I really needed him to get on my team. I really needed him to help me figure out what I needed to be more engaged. And sometimes that would be, at the time that I was dealing with that particularly, the kids were small and I was exhausted, and I might have just needed more help with the kids or for him to give me some time to refresh myself or whatever. But for instead of kind of coming at me and saying, hey, it's been so long since we have sex, we need to have sex, you'd be like, well, that felt like one more thing on my plate. And it was like, so in addition to everything else I'm doing for you, now I have to give you sex. Like, which I think that there are some husbands who feel like that too with their higher drive wives because their sexual interest is not as high. And so it's the idea of, let's figure this out together. Our drives are not the same, and let's just tackle this together and figure out what you need to get more on board.
Mm-hmm. My thought is kind of only to echo what's been said, is that you have to have conversations about this stuff. I mean, we've said this like 100 times, but you have to have a conversation about it. You probably have to do it more than once, maybe a lot more times, and you have to work toward a solution that works for both of you.
Yeah.
Don't be like me and like keep it all in your head and, you know, try to like just figure it out. I mean, that just doesn't work.
Well, that's a shame because my whole goal in life was to be like gay.
Yeah, well,
we need
not
to
in this
meme.
Area.
I just, let me just... like gay.
Yeah.
One thing during the season when I had a higher sexual interest than my husband did, a lot of times, rather than approaching him for sex, would just approach him for naked cuddle time. And we'd lie down in bed naked, no sex expectations. And it was just a physical intimacy. And sometimes it actually became sexual. But for him at that time, some of it was just about stress and feeling like he was, you know, had too much pressure, performance pressure. And simply just, let's lie down and do naked cuddle time, took some of that pressure off. So because I was able to understand what his struggles were, it was easier to find a way kind of around that. And that helped me. That helped with some of the aspects of physical intimacy, even though it wasn't, you know, the big thing.
So kind of going along with what you're saying there, Chris, let me ask you, Jay, would more non-sexual but affectionate touch help a higher drive wife? I mean, holding hands and cuddling close on the couch,
You know, it depends on the person. For some, it can actually be
agonizing.
I was going to say excruciating, but that would seem too extreme. But it can be difficult to be touched in all these ways and not get the sex. It's like you're awakening things and you're not getting what you really need. In other cases, it can be a really good experience to have that touch because that is something kind of close. But I think one option too, though, is to get that physical touch with some sexuality, maybe saying, okay, can we do that nacho cuddle time and say, you know what, I'm feeling kind of stressed. Would it be okay? Could you just maybe kiss and touch me and let me take care of myself? So we're together intimately during this and kind of getting some of the edge off.
I think that's such an important thing because, you know, a lot of times what happens when one spouse has more sexual interest is they start to masturbate. And even if they're not, you know, if their thoughts are only of their spouse and it's okay with their spouse, it's so much better when there's some connection with your spouse at the time. So, you know, if you need to take care of things yourself, it's really great if your spouse is willing to be present for that.
Yeah.
Because then it's still sexual intimacy. It's just, maybe it's your hands instead of his.
Is there any value to asking the spouse who has maybe lesser or lower drive or interest to help the other person, in this case, the wife, have an orgasm? You know, like you often hear talking when it's the other way, that women often say sometimes they'll do something for their husbands when they're not themselves in the mood, but they just want to do something for him. Is there anything wrong with it going the other way?
Absolutely not. Yeah, I think that's a real blessing that a lower drive husband could do that for his wife and bless her in that way. And it's okay to ask for that. Now, I mean, it's not okay to demand something, but sure, bring it up and say, hey, you know, I know that I tend to desire this more often than you do. Could you, if you could touch me, if you could, you know, do whatever, that would really help.
Mm-hmm. And that's such a Southern thing. Why don't you just bless your husband?
Well, bless your heart. If he would just bless more often, you could be blessed. Blessed orgasm. Okay.
Amen. You're the higher drive spouse. Well, bless your heart, honey.
I have a Midwesterner here who is not even going to attempt that.
I do feel like saying this podcast is safe for Yankees as well.
Yes, it is. I am one.
All right. Well, let's kind of get toward the end here. Are higher desire wives represented anywhere in scripture, ladies?
Well, how about is it 1 Corinthians 7 when you have a sexual duty to your spouse? Or sexual obligation, it's mentioned first that a husband must meet his wife's sexual needs. So right there's a good presumption that she's going to be interested in sex, and she's going to be interested in sex first.
Yeah, there's also the verses later in there about how you shouldn't burn with passion, the idea that she might have strong sexual passion.
Oh, like the young widows?
The young widows
need to remarry.
So they don't burn with passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about the Shulamite in the Song of Solomon? Was she?
Yeah, I was going to say, there's one where I was trying to find that.
She went to the vineyard, right? Didn't she go look for him in the vineyard?
I picture her dragging him by the hand. Let's go. Let's go have outside sex, sweetie.
I brought the blanket. Come on.
And there are grapes.
So actually earlier on, yeah, it says in, I think it's in chapter 3, where she says, all night long on my bed, I looked for the one my heart loves. I looked for him, but did not find him. I will get up now and go about the city through its streets and squares. I will search for the one my heart loves. And she was searching for him so she could, you know, spend time with him, but also be intimate with him. Why are you smiling so hard, Bonnie?
Well, as you did that, you hit your IKEA shelf and there was a big gong sound.
Yeah, I heard that.
I know. I was like, what's that gong?
All right.
That's all I got.
Is that it? We have, okay. So yeah, it's there in the Bible. And so I think this has been a great episode on Higher Desire Wives. Before we go, we do want to remind you, though, about our upcoming webinar. Chris, can you fill us in on that?
Yes, we have a webinar on September 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on foreplay. We'll talk about why foreplay matters. We'll talk about some foreplay techniques and give some tips for talking with your husband about what you would like to have happen as that part of sex takes place. We'll have a link to that in the webinar. You can purchase it already, and we've got some women signed up. It'll be a lot of fun. And also want to mention, if you missed our first webinar on understanding your sex drive, you can purchase a replay, and we'll have a link to that as well.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Sex Chat for Christian Wives. We encourage you to check out our website at sexchatforchristianwives.com, where you can find show notes and links to resources. That's sexchatforchristianwives.com. Also, if you enjoy our podcast, please take just a few minutes to leave a review on iTunes so that others can find the show. And tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to reach out to new listeners. We appreciate you being with us today, and we pray that God blesses you this week as you pursue healthy and holy sexual intimacy in your marriage.